Hi, everybody. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. Today is May 19th, 2013. So if today is May 19th, 2013, you are listening to me live. And if it's not May 19th, 2013, then this is a pre-recorded program you're listening to. And I want to say welcome. Welcome to everyone that is listening. And we have a very interesting show lined up for you. Been doing some work in my own records this past week, and I have some things to share with you. And I also would love to have your feedback. So we hope that you give a call in, and you can call toll-free at 888-429-5471, or you can also call direct if you're out of the country or if you just feel like calling direct and not using the 800 number at 530-763-1574. So okay, if you checked out the program, you understand that the Akashic records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic records energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And if you have a question and you would rather email me the question so we can go over it, you certainly can do that. So again, the email address to email me your questions is info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. Same name as the show, akashicwisdom.com. You can email me your questions. And if you would be so kind as to include your current legal name, that'll be great. Just as a comment, I access the Akashic records through a specific sacred prayer. The prayer acts as a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. I've been doing this for almost 17 years now, and it truly is my life's work. So I really appreciate you listening to the show tonight, and I hope you find benefit from it. So the Akashic records. So I was working on my Akashic records, and one of the interesting things about whether I'm doing a consultation for someone else, see, I do consultations for the people. I open up their records, and the consultation is based 100% on their questions. And so the same way, if I'm working in my own records, I open up my records and I ask questions. And as I ask questions, I receive information. Now, the information comes in pictures. It can come in thought forms. It can come in sentences. It can come in feelings. And I also teach people how to access their own Akashic records as well. But this week, it started last week, maybe even before that. What was roaming around in my mind to ask, and it's kind of an interesting question considering I've been working with these records for, like you said, almost 17 years now, and it never occurred to me to ask this question. It's just a very simple question. And the question was, it was so simple that I'm not embarrassed, but I'm in awe of why I never asked it before. But I know that I didn't ask it before because I wasn't ready for the answer. And this type of question, you need to be ready for the answer. And you need to be ready for your answer. But what I received was totally different than what I expected. And it never ceases to amaze me. You know, people say, well, it's just yourself talking to yourself. That's what happens when, you know, you access the records. And there are many people who I teach that eventually realize that they are really downloading and receiving information from their higher self, their divine power, without ego, if they allow it. It's all about moving over and just receiving what comes through. And so the question I asked was, what action steps can I take to become a millionaire? Yeah, you got that right. I asked that question. What action steps can I take to become a millionaire? And what was interesting is, again, like I said, I had a preconceived notion of what I was going to receive. And then we had the major jackpot, you know, the major jackpot of the $600 million. One of the biggest Powerball lottos in the history of the lotto. And I thought that was very interesting that I had waited, or I had delayed, or I had chosen not to ask the question about what action steps can I take to become a millionaire until, of course, I had this big payout. Now, I would love to tell you I won the lottery. That is not what happened. That would have answered my question very simply, right? Buy a lottery ticket. That's the action step you need to take to become a millionaire. But that's not what came through. I even thought it would be a marketing plan of what I needed to do to increase my business. I thought, okay, we're going to get a marketing plan, and the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Records are going to give me all this information of how I can increase my business. That's not what happened either. And I had wondered, it's like I opened the records, I asked the question. And what was very interesting and always humbling to me is the energy that comes through me and surrounds me when the truth of the information comes forward. Because, you see, again, I had it in my mind how it was supposed to be. And yet, that's not how it was. And it's all about moving over and allowing the information to come forward without judgment, without preconceived notions, allowing the information to come forward even though it doesn't meet your expected criteria. And what's important for that, for you to realize, and what's important for me to realize, is that in this life, when we ask for something and we're asking the universe for something, it's very important that we not put a box around how we're going to get it. It's very important that we not hold a belief of how it, quote unquote, should come to us. We need to be able to be open to receive whatever the information or the circumstances is for our highest good at that present moment. So what was interesting is it's almost like I got the information or the questions I need to ask in my records first before I even got the introduction to this information. And so it's very, very interesting. At the end of the first part, The master's teachers and loved ones told me that this is your millionaire boot camp. The curriculum they laid out, the questions that needed for me to go deeper, was a millionaire boot camp. And the reason why it was so important is because I was creating a curriculum and a platform for others to follow along with me. And what we really need to understand is that we all have the possibility or the probability, the capability, and the ability to be financially abundant and prosperous. And it has nothing to do with whether we can manifest it. I mean, clearly we as humans are manifestors. And we manifest things from the time we take our first breath. And what that means is that we understand, even before we have language, how to bring forth that which, what we need. Whether it's crying or not crying or telepathically sending a signal to our mom when we're hungry. I mean, there are moms out there that just know what their child needs. They just know, and they're able to give it to the baby. So that child has manifested what it wants through a telepathic pathway to its mom. Now, we're not talking here about being telepathic. That's not what the Millionaire Boot Club is all about. Not at all. Millionaire Boot Camp is not about being telepathic. But it is about manifesting. And I want you to just look at your life. Because you are already a manifester. I mean, you may not like what you manifest or what you have manifested. You may not like it. But the reality is that you have brought whatever is in your life to you through using the universal laws to create your life and your life circumstances. I mean, what you focus on, you get. If you focus on poverty, guess what? If you focus on abuse, guess what? If you focus on dollars, they'll come. If you focus on being angry or sad or blaming other people, that's what happens. And if you focus on crisis and chaos, you get more of it. Now, this, please understand, this is not about criticizing, and it's not about even for one millisecond telling you what's wrong with you. That's not what this is about. What this is about is pointing out to you that your underlying beliefs of how you think it should be and your other beliefs of how you want it to be cancel each other out. Now, you've heard me say this before, that you can't believe one thing or want one thing and have an underlying belief that you'll never get it, because it cancels it out and it doesn't work that way. Okay. But everyone out there wants a better life. And it's not for lack of trying to manifest the love, the money, the career, the good relationships, etc. Again, as I mentioned, we're trying to manifest it all. And at the same time that we're trying to manifest it, we are constantly beating ourselves up when we don't get it. I wasn't good enough. I didn't do it right. God or the universe isn't listening. Circumstances are preventing me from really receiving it or getting it. I have bad luck. Other people are stopping me from getting what I want. My family won't give me the freedom. I'm too tied down with my family, so therefore I can't get what I want because I'm too tied down. I mean, and the list goes on and on about why you can't create what you truly want. And this is the truth that you walk around with. This is the truth that you are holding. And it creates and forms belief systems. We also move into the belief systems we were raised with. So if your mom gave up her life to have children and never fulfilled herself because she, quote-unquote, had a sacrifice, then you grew up with that energy around you. See, that's another thing that you just have to be clear about in order to clear it. And so one of the things that the masters, teachers, and loved ones shared with me is that the true reality is we've never been taught to receive. We've never been taught to hold the belief that we are worthy of receiving. We might be raised with the belief of deserving. And a whole idea of deserving is different than feeling worthy to receive. And it's up to you to define that difference. So for you, what's the difference between being worthy of receiving and feeling like you deserve it, or being taught that you deserve it? Because when we look at our underlying beliefs, we realize that they are conflicting. And as I mentioned before, they end up canceling each other out. So let's say you won the $600 million. After taxes, I don't know how much that is, maybe $300 million, maybe a little less, still a lot of money. But how long you hold on to it, what you do with it, has everything to do with your underlying belief systems around success and wealth and your ability to receive. So we all have that potential. We all have that potential. However, when we move into that potential, there is also a voice that shows up inside of us that says we can't have it all. There's that self-sabotage that goes on within us that seems to want to punish us for receiving something great or good, whether it's, again, success or power or dollars or career. It's something that we are carrying. Now, the other thing the masters, teachers, and loved ones want us to know is that that's part of what we have come to overcome. That's part of what we have come to neutralize on the planet. We have come to neutralize the actual belief system of not being worthy. Now, the not being worthy, whether you're religious or you're not religious, whether you believe in God or you don't believe in God, that it has got nothing to do with that. But you have to understand that on this planet, we are affected by layers and layers of various energies, and those energies hold information and belief systems that date back to the beginning and beyond time. And they are energies and belief systems that have been embedded with statements that literally are preventing us from moving forward in perfection. This is not to blame anyone. It's not about blaming God. It's not about blaming your parents. It's not about blaming your ancestors. It's not about blaming the aliens. It has to do with the belief system, the belief systems that we actually created prior to coming in to make the game more interesting. I want you just to understand what was just said. To make the game more interesting. So if we can look at, this life as a game of skill, where there are no winners and there are no losers, it's all about how you play the game. It's how you respond to information. It's how you respond to circumstances. It's what you allow to take your focus off your goal. It's what you allow to what energies or circumstances, how you allow them to pull your, not only your focus, but to literally take control of your mind. Because what happens is if a situation happens for which you feel is unfair, or you feel rejected, if you feel betrayed, if you feel wronged, overlooked, rejected, those types of emotional situations get triggered when you become successful. And those situations, that those memories that are in your DNA, that your body is holding, are what come up almost like demons, like an energy, like a, I can't get the right word, distraction, to pull your focus and to start your mind working in a way that you end up sabotaging yourself because you didn't feel worthy for whatever belief you're carrying. So, the Millionaire Bootcamp is about you defining you in a way that you've never defined yourself before, and in a way that helps you move introspectively into yourself to neutralize the belief system you need to neutralize in order to be willing and feeling worthy to receive. And the way it is set up is by you questioning, and they've given me specific questions of what to ask and how to decipher the information from within me. Because remember, we have layers of this stuff that we have to get at. Now, I know this sounds like a long process. And what has been proposed to me is that I create a beta testing group. The beta testing group will be no more than 10 people. Might even be less, but no more than 10 people. And you will go through these questions. And you'll have 2 weeks in between our teleconferences to answer the questions. So if this is something you would like to participate in, I will need your commitment for 6 weeks. The first teleconference will be on May 31st, and that's a Friday evening. And if this is of interest to you, if you would like to know more about how you can participate in this first millionaire boot camp, you do not have to be physically present. You don't have to come to Ohio. You can be wherever you are, and it will be done by teleconference. If this is of interest to you, I want you to email me. And you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can put in the subject line, Millionaire Boot Camp. There will be a charge, but it will be affordable. But if you'd like more information on this, or would like to be considered of one of the 10 people to participate, then you need to email me and tell me why participation in this beta testing will be important to you. And what you are willing to, it's a wrong way of saying it, but they're saying is willing to do to be a part of it. But what that means is, get the right definition here. What you're willing to commit to. The commitment is every 2 weeks from May 31st until August 2nd. So it's, I think it's six Fridays. In between, I need to know how much time you're willing to put in those 2 weeks to delve into your own information and how willing you are to bring it forth and share it in the group. On the telephone. Everything will be confidential. You don't even have to use your real name in the group. It's not necessary. Only I will know your real name. It can be totally anonymous. So if this is of interest to you, if you would like to participate in the Millionaire Boot Camp, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay? Great. So, okay. So you've gotten the question, and we will move forward from here. You know, I had a very loyal listener and a dear friend emailed me something about gratitude that I guess I talked about. He emailed me a clip from one of my archives from October 4th, 2009. So what's interesting about that date is it was my husband passed away on October 26th, 2009. So, but that particular clip is all about gratitude. And what this particular listener has said to me is that he has listened to it many, many times and has taken extensive notes on it. So if that would help any of you, you can also email me and I will email that clip to you. And again, or if you have the ability and you already are a member of the archives, you can go ahead and go to October 4th, 2009 from the shows. I've been doing these shows for like 6 or 7 years, so. And you can pull that up. So if that's of interest to you, let me know. Again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you'd like to call in tonight to talk about just about what we were just talking about, you can talk about the Millionaire Boot Camp. You can talk about gratitude. You can talk about your life. If you have any questions, please feel free to call. I'd love to talk to you. And the telephone number is 888, toll-free. In U.S. and Canada, so it's 888-429-5471. Or if you're in another country and you want to dial direct, our country code is 011, and then the area code is 530-763-1574. So I hope that's helpful to you. I have a sense that I'll get some questions about the Millionaire Boot Camp. What I've also found out is that the Millionaire Boot Camp is about really helping you prepare yourself for success, wealth, good relationships, weight loss, whatever it is that's important to you. The Millionaire Boot Camp will help you move into that space. And it's not anything that can be done overnight. You have to be able to sit with this information, and each time, each question elicits more and a deeper way of thinking. It was very, very interesting. Again, I never expected this type of information to come forward. I really was. I was expecting a marketing plan. And that's not what happened. So, again, I'd love to hear from someone. If you have any questions, you can email me the questions right here in the air now if you want. Okay? So, the next thing I'd like to talk about is healing, energy healing. And I'm going to ask that all energy healers out there, I have a very dear friend of mine who's also a client, on Tuesday morning at 7:30 Eastern Time, she is going to undergo surgery for stage 2 cancer in her uterus. And I would like all healing thoughts and healing energies to surround my dear friend Reggie Bennett's. It's B-E-N-N-E-T-T-S. Our first name's Regina, but Reggie is what we call her. You can begin sending the healing information now to Reggie Bennett. You can also send it and envelop her with light, healing light, and her daughter, who's coming in from Arizona to be with her mom, and her son, who lives in the Cleveland area, to be with his mom, and her surgeons and her doctors. another hospital. We ask that the Parma Community Hospital in Parma, Ohio, be filled with light. We ask that all of Reggie Bennett's caregivers in that hospital be surrounded in light for the highest good. We ask that whatever is within her that needs to be removed easily in a way that is of the most highest respect and honoring. And we ask that Regina Bennett's, Reggie Bennett's, may her heart be open and her burdens be lifted, and may she truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. At that time, may she truly realize her true purpose, her light, and her love of living, and her partnership with the divine. And any healers out there or Reiki people that want to send wonderful healing energy to Reggie would really appreciate that. Okay? So, thank you very much for those healers that are out there that are sending light and love to my friend, Reggie Bennett. We also want to send healing and wonderful energy to Becky. And Becky is pregnant with her second child. We want to send energy and love and light not only to Becky and her husband and her other little child, but also to the child that's within her. We ask that Becky feel rested and joyful and grateful for the life that lives within her. We ask that she have an easy delivery. We ask that the child, the little one that is within her, may she, and I think it's a girl, but may she be surrounded in light and love and have an easy birth through the birth canal. So we want to send lots of light that way too, to all people in the family. The moms and the grandmoms and the brothers and the sisters and the cousins and the aunts and the uncles, all the family that's awaiting the birth of this beautiful child. And the baby's going to come when the baby's going to come anytime between now and June 6th. Whenever that little one wants to show up, we're happy to have that little one with us. The baby is actually due somewhere around the end of May. And it would be right for her daddy's birthday if she was born on May 31st, so that would be good. And if there's people out there that you would like to include into this healing energy circle, again, you can call in. And you can call in to the BBS radio. You can call in with me online at 888-429-5471, or if you want to dial direct at 530-763-1574. Or again, you can email me your prayer requests or your healing requests to info@akashicwisdom.com. We like to put people in the circle of light, the circle of love, and the circle of healing, because there is so much power when we all come together and pray together. So, my friends, it is now almost 11:45 here in Ohio, and so I'm going to give you a couple more minutes to either call or email a question in, and then I'm going to wish you a good night, and I will look forward to receiving the emails of people who would like to participate in the Millionaire Boot Club. Remember, it doesn't cost you anything to receive information. Okay, I will send information to anybody who resends it, who wants it. And again, it's at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. So if that's of interest to you, please let me know by emailing me. Okay, and I'm sitting right in front of my computer, so if there's a question out there, we can certainly answer it. Okay. We have about 30 seconds left. There's a lady that will be following me, and she is going to be talking and working with meditation. So every week now there's going to be there are two people. One person this week is going to be following me, and let's see, I will tell you who she is in just a second. Her last name is Nichols, and I want to say the first name is Kate. Oh, no, it's Elizabeth. Oh, no, it's Peggy Nichols. Okay, Peggy Nichols is coming up this week, and it's called Serenity, a Service for Your Well-Being. And then the week after that, after me, is Dr. Elizabeth Matke. I hope I'm saying her name right. We welcome them both to our show and our station, PBS Radio. So, okay. Well, it's 11:45, and I want to thank you all for listening. And please let me know if this is the Millionaire Boot Club is something you would like to have more information on. Again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me privately at 216-691-1233. Don't worry about the hour. You can call me 24 hours a day there, and I will get the message. Okay? All right. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I hope the information on the Millionaire Boot Club was helpful, and we will move forward from there. All right. Well, so I want to say have a wonderful week. We've got Memorial Day coming up next week. And all the people that you love that are no longer on the planet, although you can remember them any day or at any time that you want, allow yourself to remember them on Memorial Day. And again, I understand that Memorial Day is for those who have fought for us and are no longer with us. And we want to say thank you to all the wonderful service people out there that have helped keep us safe in over the many years and centuries, if you will. So we're going to close the records now with a dedication to those who need healing, to those who need love and support. And we ask that all of those people who are part of the network of the people listening today, we ask that the powerful energy of light flow through them, heal them, and allow them to be whole. W-H-O-L-E. And with that, we close the records, the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Thank you, everyone. Have a miracle-filled week. Again, may your burdens be lifted, your heart be opened, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records again. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week. Good night, everybody.